There's a brand new artist at 9 Mag. Will the family accept her? Stay tuned to find out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is like my shit.
Yeah. Love it.
Like, ever since it dropped, I've always understood it. Right. I've always loved it. Right. And it's always made me move.
And you can't get tired of this. Like,
you actually can. Yeah. Hey, you got hands on your knees.
Hey, start throwing it back.
Shout out to Rihanna. What's up? What's up, everybody? We are your Black Ink Crew Chicago panel. I'm your girl, Carmen Cameron, and you can find me on Instagram at Carmen Cameron.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Nikia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. I have the live chat up, so if you guys have any questions, you want to talk to us, let us know. We'll take all your comments. We take all of your feedback.
Now, I would like to give a special shout out to everyone in the comment section. We love the fact that you guys tune in. That's awesome. But we want you guys in the live chat because y'all have a lot of feedback for us. I don't know if you really take the time to pay attention to the interviews, but we cover a lot of grounds when we have guests in. But I think it would help if you guys joined us in the live feed.
And tell us what you want us to talk about when we have a guest. Tell us what you want us to ask because we'll ask it. Right. But we do appreciate feedback, whether it be how you feel, whether you feel like we're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Whether we missed something out. But see, this is you guys' responsibilities as viewers. We have the live chat room. Anything y'all want to know about, you can tune in with us right here as we're reviewing. You can ask your questions to make sure that your points don't get overlooked. That's what we're here for. That's what the chat room is here for. So please join us. Interact with us.
Teamwork make the dream work.
Teamwork gonna make the dream work. We finna spill a tea with y'all. We want y'all to come spill some tea with us too, okay? All right. With that being said, we got an amazing interview. Exclusive interview, might I add, with Kat Tass last week. Wasn't she so freaking lovely and fun?
She was.
So dope.
Her spirit was so nice.
And she handled the hard questions with ease and grace.
One thing I loved about her, because she came into it, she's like, you know, nothing's off limits. Right. You can ask me anything. Because, you know, certain celebrities will be like, oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
But Kat's like, look, I did it. She's have to face these consequences. This is what I have to do. So you guys can ask me anything. And her spirit was dope. And we laughed. We invited her back. So hopefully she and the other cast members can come back.
She will be back. And as a matter of fact, I got a chance to speak with Dawn. Dawn really wants to come. So you guys have to stay tuned so we can ask Dawn what's going on with him and Ashley.
Shout out to Dawn.
You know, shout out to Dawn, how that Pearson is coming along.
Yeah. So we got to get Dawn, Danielle, Ryan, and Four.
And Junior. And Lily also says she'd like to come too.
Lily.
So speaking of Lily, there's a new tattoo artist at 9 Mag.
Salina.
Her name is Lily, and she's spicy like hot habaneros. And I like her. What do you guys think?
I like her.
Well, let me... From the beginning, I was liking her. Mm-hmm. Then towards the end, I was like, Lily might be a Gemini.
You know what it is. And Ryan summed it up perfectly for me. He told Junior, Junior, you got to stop fucking these girls like you love them.
Exactly.
And that's my message to all the men out here. Excuse my language. Because you can tell that they definitely had sex. Mm-hmm. And I think Junior must have hit it with the
All right. Let's...
I'm just saying.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves. All right, let's bring it back to the beginning.
Yes.
All right. Ryan meets her at the convention in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So not only does he make up with Cobra, but he meets a new hot, spicy Latina artist. And he's like, you know what? I'm thinking about giving you a chance. But learning from my past mistakes, I am going to run this past my family and see if it's okay. Ryan.
Yes.
We applaud you, my friend.
So proud of him.
You know, I catch a lot of flack because I'm hard on you, because the truth is I'm a fan just like everybody else is a fan, and I watch the show, and it was just rubbing me a little bit the wrong way. Like, something isn't right the way Ryan is treating his family and his crew. So I catch the flack for being the one to stand up and say something, but I will stand up and say that I do think that it's commendable that Ryan is showing growth.
And I'm the opposite. I go in on all of them because I feel like it's not just Ryan, it's all of them.
No, I mean, we go in.
We're the opposite. And I'm like, no, they all need this type of, we always said we wish that Ryan would have communicated. So I was so proud of him. But it's also a learning experience.
Right.
I feel like after everything, and it's growth because he actually sat and listened to his team, to his family.
So proud.
So I was proud that he was like, you know what? I'm going to bring you in, but I got to run it by the crew first. Right. And he sat them down and was like, look, I'm bringing a girl in, but if y'all don't rock with her,
we're not out of her. I think that made everyone feel like, finally, Ryan, like, that's all we wanted. Like, Cobra was saying, communication, like, that's key.
Right.
You know, and Van is like, thank you, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
So,
like,
proud of him.
Now I can welcome this person with open arms if I like them. And then if I don't, it's okay for me to express that.
Right.
Exactly. You know?
So. I think we were like, yes, Ryan.
Yes. Hey, major turning point in your leadership skills, Ryan. Kudos to you. So in comes Lily. And all the guys are, like, tripping over themselves. Like, oh, she's so fine. Wait, let me get that. No, I can carry that, though. Let me get that for you. I can get this. I can get that. I'm like, okay, y'all feeling Lily. But all y'all have girls at home, so.
Sit down.
But Don said, though, it's just, like, that testosterone kicks in. Yeah, that alpha male. Like, it's for some of them, it's like, oh, yeah, she's pretty. And the other one's like, let me beat on my chest. Let me show you.
It's like being a new girl at school and getting all the attention while everybody tries to figure you out. Cobra was like, Lily, you kind of cute. I was like, Cobra, how you feeling today, boo?
Right? Cobra was sneaking up on her.
Cobra was kind of winking at
her. Cobra got a man, though. I mean, not saying that they're not welcoming people into their tribe, because there are couples who do that. Mm-hmm. But I think Cobra really felt like, but I want Cobra to understand why it was like that. Uh-huh. Cobra kind of felt a little jealous, because she's like, wait, I didn't get that welcome, but mm-hmm. it had to really do with Ryan not communicating to the team.
It's true.
And so I think if he would have, she would have got a different welcome. Mm-hmm. But I think she's looking at it like, wait a minute.
Right.
She cute, but why did y'all come carry mine? Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think that's why she was feeling like that.
Yeah. That's his room for that. And no shades to Cobra. We're just joking. Like, we're not trying to call
her. Oh, yeah, Cobra too. Love Cobra.
Yeah, Cobra was beat. Did y'all? Her face is always beat.
Oh,
yeah.
Did y'all notice that? Always.
Yes. So,
come through, Cobra.
While they're trying to get used to Lily and acquainted with Lily, the first question they ask her is if you can handle Hennessy. I thought that was hilarious, because that's very important.
It's very important. Yeah.
And we saw why.
Right.
Exactly.
You got to be able to drink at night.
Yes, and we saw why towards the end of the episode, but I guess we can get to that later. But
yeah.
I like Lily, because she reminds me of myself when she says, I love my whiskey. Uh-huh. I was like, me too,
I love
girl.
My whiskey, girl. Whiskey. Some good Maker's Mark or some good Gentleman's Jack.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on
I just
now.
Actually experienced some new whiskey called Bullet. Never had it.
That
Bullet.
Sounds dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Very delicious, but very good.
Very delicious.
I like Lily. I was like, that's a strong, independent, sassy lady who can handle her whiskey.
You have to handle whiskey. You can't just drink whiskey. You have to have whiskey in a headlock. You can't be throwing that shit back like
can't
it's...
can't be mixing either.
Like it's iced tea.
That's really what her problem ended up being.
Lily went wrong taking those tequila shots and that whiskey together.
Tequila's the devil. You can't put that on top of it. Child.
Whiskey is gasoline.
One or the other.
Whiskey is gasoline. Tequila is the devil.
Ooh,
we don't want them inside us at the same time. You know what I mean?
Pause. Right? Sorry.
But I'm just saying. We don't.
That was my New York and me. Pause.
So Ryan comes back to the shop still feeling all beat up because Van gave him them paws. Van put them hands on Ryan.
He did. He got him.
He got him ribs one time. You feel me? That was
Ryan
hilarious.
Was like, he was stuck. He couldn't do nothing. Like, he was going for it.
I would not want to be
but
hit
they
by
weren't
Van.
Like, he's like, dude.
Is Van super solid?
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
He's like a super. I wouldn't want to fight him.
No, I wouldn't
want to. He probably was like, it better be over after this.
Right.
I'm, let me just go ahead and take
cut
this ass
Van
whipping
if you're in a fight with him.
Right. Yeah. So Danielle humbles herself to get her job back.
About damn time. And that's what, you know, my thing is taking accountability and responsibility for your actions.
Right.
And that's why I always said it wasn't just Ryan, it's everybody. Mm-hmm. So I was happy to see that Ryan stepped up, and I was actually happy that Danielle apologized.
You think it was genuine, or you think she just wanted to be back
and
in the crew?
She just wanted to be in the shop.
Yeah. But at least she did it, though.
But she did. She didn't have to.
Yeah, and it was needed.
Right.
So I'm happy she did it.
And I'm also glad to see, like, I apologize for the disrespect. Like, apologize for being disrespectful.
Right.
Not just a blank, and I'm sorry, Ryan.
Right.
You know,
right.
You pinpointed what you were sorry for.
It felt good to see them all together again, though, honestly.
It was cute.
The lake house was cute. It's like, okay, is this really going to last? Mm-hmm. And then they get to the shop and everybody's chilling on the couch, you know, the way it used to be.
Yeah, like
you know.
Old days.
Cobra's on the couch with them. And
right.
Then
But, okay, so back to Lily. Lily is also an artist, too.
Mm-hmm. She's dope.
And we get to see her, where Ryan really runs into her, is this amazing art show dedicated to Obama.
Our president.
Is still my president. Right. Cheers to President Obama.
Cheers.
You know, and salute to his amazing legacy and 44. How he carried himself so extremely gracefully through the hard times, the hard decisions, you know, and all of the the ridicule that he had to take, being a black man in that right. office in a country that really didn't want to, some people didn't want to see that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, he just
conducted
himself with so much grace. Yes, mm-hmm. and that art show really showed how the people felt about him. Like,
yo, Chicago.
That was so beautiful.
Can I just say, Chicago? This is why I'm jealous of Chicago, because you guys have President Obama. Mm-hmm. Chicago's proud. I remember I went to Chicago for my cousin's wedding. My cousin got married in like this loft, and I guess President Obama had a party there for his campaign. Mm-hmm. Okay. Every 2 seconds, you know, President Obama. You know, I'm like, I get it.
Everybody's y'all got proud. Obama. Oh,
yeah, yeah, well, I definitely listen. Hit that. Yeah, I used to live like, 2 blocks away from.
I happened to be living in Chicago when he got elected his first
beautiful.
Term, and when he gave his speech at the park. And I mean, it was the most beautiful, peaceful feeling that I had ever felt, especially in an inner city. You just saw people marching for blocks and everybody was just chanting Obama. And it was like in the air, like ocean waves. Cried. Like you could feel, everybody was in tears. Mm-hmm. Everybody was just overwhelmed with joy. And I swear, even when it was quiet, it felt like you could hear like the world.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like you could hear the wave of the world just cheering. And it was just,
that's
it
why
was
I love
such an experience.
That art show, because it made me think back. I'm like, damn, the people of Chicago really love, as they should.
You will see Obama, like, everywhere.
But can you imagine?
All restaurants, hair shops, anything. You're definitely going to see Obama.
Hanging on the wall.
We have something.
And of our time. Because normally you'll go somewhere and it'll be Martin Luther King. And
Nelson Mandela.
Right. But now we can see something on the wall and we're like.
That's why that art show, I was like, damn, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. All those pieces about President Obama, even Lily's piece was dope. Yeah.
And I like what Ryan said. And once he said that, I was like, it really does. He was like, her piece was like the only one that kind of captured the moment and the emotions that we are going through right now.
Yes.
With everything going on.
Can you guys imagine what a Trump art show might look like?
Crickets. Just all
crickets.
Devil pictures.
Right.
So Lily.
Back to Lily. Back to important things like Nine Mag. Mm-hmm. You know, they decide to throw Lily a party. But before they could get to the Lily party, or welcome, and this is a Lily party and a thank you to the customer's party, customer appreciation party. Junior takes Lily out on a date. He could not wait to get next to Mamacita,
He was so, when she walked in there, so cheesy. He straight, always smiling, but it was just like a
Junior smile is so adorable and so smooth and so cute.
But Junior be ready. I feel like it doesn't matter who would have walked through that door. I feel like he would have been like, what's up with you, Mom?
What's good?
I mean, I need a love interest. What's good?
Like you said, he loves Mexican women. And I think, like, because when you first see Lily, Lily's like, strong, aggressive, not in a bad way, but independent, and she knows what she wants. And when she first came in, I was like, oh, she's all right. But on that date, I started to like her even more because she was like, I like my whiskey. Like, let's go on a dance floor. Ooh, you cute. Because I was
totally
like, ooh.
Herself.
I was like, ooh, yeah. She reminds me of myself.
She let the hair down. She got the two-step, but she was confident.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. They looked cute. I was like, Junior, you better get Lily.
So
cute.
They were really, really cute.
But Junior know damn well he did something wrong.
Right. I'm like,
he hit it, I believe.
He said, I'm not one to talk, but we had a good time that night after
the
club.
But when you say that, that means I'm saying it without saying it.
Do you guys, how do you guys feel about office romance? Did they take it too far?
Thing about business and pleasure and messing with people at work. It's very difficult.
Yes.
I feel like everyone's not built for it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but everyone's not built for it because you have to be the type of person where you're confident, where you can keep secrets, where you don't freak out if you see your other significant other doing things at work. And, you know, you just cannot be any old Joe Schmo, and everyone cannot do that.
Right.
So I tell people, don't do it.
Yeah, and I say so soon for them because you don't really know each other's personalities yet.
Right.
You don't know how the other is going to, you know, react to, like you said, when you're doing certain things at work and how you're handling a client. And as we can see later on,
Backtrack to backtrack to Lily's story. She lost her father tragically.
Yeah.
Terrible.
The Mexican cartel.
Terrible.
Oh my goodness. Rest in peace to your dad, Lily. Like, I cannot even imagine what you may be going through. She's masking a lot of hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whiskey may be her shelter.
Right.
Maybe. And I just when she started drinking and I started to see the other side come out and I started to see those emotions come out, to me, it was apparent that this isn't about Junior.
Right.
That this is deeper than that. That she's been hurt before. That this is about something that she's been through. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like... That's when the point where I was like, Junior, you in trouble. You know what I'm saying? You did it to yourself, bro. You don't know. You don't know this girl.
No. Can I just say, though, early. What I love about her, because she's so Chicago, and she's first talking, I peeped her Al Capone tattoo on her arm. Right. I'm like, oh, she really repping Chicago. She took it deep, like Al Capone, Valentine's Day Massacre on
come
her
on now. That's you better know your come you on now. Know. You better know your characters, girl.
I know my people. I'm obsessed with like the mob and like my favorite movie is Goodfellas.
Okay.
And Boardwalk Empire is my favorite show. So when I seen Al Capone, I was like, I hit her. I'm like, wait a minute, is that Al Capone on her arm? This girl really is from Chicago. So I
Or she really gangster, one of the other.
It's both. It's both. Right. Like, okay, you really from Chicago, but that means you are also like really gangster.
Yeah, right.
Explain, you know, the situation with her dad and the whole cartel thing. I was like, yeah, that's like we all like, okay, yeah, Al Capone, like we all know him, and it's like, yeah, you try to rep and like always act like you kind of gangster, one from Al Capone, and also you're like, oh, South Side, West Side, whatever. Right. You know what I mean? But you get that tattooed on you.
You like, about that life.
You about that life. That's what made me. I peeped out. I was like, this girl has Al Capone on her arm. I am not messing with Lily.
Right. I was like, I might not argue with you.
But Junior
I might
was ready.
Roll my eyes and Junior's, walk away.
Junior was like, ready. I need this hot sauce on my taco, baby. Come with it. Come on.
Call her Selena.
Do y'all think that he was wrong for, because he was being flirtatious, and sometimes being flirtatious is a part of the job. Like,
but Junior's single.
Was he wrong for flirting with those females in front of her like that if he slept with her?
No.
Was that inappropriate?
No.
The one he kissed,
I don't think it's been enough
like,
time.
If they kiss people in front of me, even if we just did something, I don't know. Like, okay, if you're flirting or whatever, but like the one picture with one, like he like definitely like totally grabbed her. And when, I mean, it was a kiss on the cheek, but it's still,
it was a bit affectionate.
It bothered me.
I think the one that when he was like, you smell good, and he was right next to her. I think it's all about respect, but I don't think he was wrong for it because he is single and she's single and they are they're tattoo artists. It's an image and they're talking to customers. Now, a random girl didn't just walk in and she was like, hey, Junior.
Right.
This
That's
is
what
my
I'm
daddy. Then I would have been like, the fuck.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? These were customers. He was flirting, but they're single. And this is why people get this whole communication thing mixed up. And this is why when you have sex, you do relationship things with people.
That
you gotta accept
in
the relationship question.
Right.
Stop doing relationship things with people when you, you know.
I think the best thing to do in situationships is to just discuss your terms up front.
Be honest.
This would be like, look, there's a deal. Let's make a deal. Right. Okay? Right. I'm free on Tuesdays and Saturdays most of the time. I like D once a week. And I would not mind a lunch. In the morning call.
Once a week.
Right? Are those terms you can agree with? I'm just saying hypothetically.
Just once?
Y'all don't even want to. We're not even. We would have to do a whole nother review session if we got into talking about.
No, but I see you guys saying because the whole like, well, you smell good. He's right next to her.
Yeah.
That's like, bro, okay, move over there. That's a little bit.
Yeah, right. On the other side of the room.
But they're taking the pictures. Different. It's like.
You would think that because it happened so fast, she would understand and it was just fun. But she's like, no, you're disrespecting me. I write you off for life.
Yeah.
I'm done with you for life.
That liquor, you know, when that liquor turned.
Like,
that,
goddamn, girl.
Like we said, she was mixing. Like
she
you
was
don't
mixing
do
it.
Like
you
Junior
mixed.
Might be working with something.
I think he hit her with the.
He hit her with the wang,
the
wham,
right.
Slam, bam.
Yeah.
He hit her with the A.
Oh, gee.
He hit her with a little something. But I think that they should have discussed the terms, though. That I'm gonna go back to that. Like they should have definitely.
In that moment, it seems like it was really quick. Like
they only went on one date.
Yeah, they had some drinks, went home, boom, boom, boom,
and that's it.
So she overreacted.
She did.
She did.
She did, but then I get where she's coming from because the alcohol was mixed. Mm-hmm. But it's brand new. You guys just went on one date. Now they were dating. Then that's a discussion.
Story,
but they're not dating. They went on one
date. They didn't even date. Damn.
It's cute. We're crushing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
We're crushing. I mean, I'm not hating on them. They're grown. Have your fun. I've had my fun.
Exactly.
You know, have your fun.
But I think she got a little drunk. She mixed the liquor, and that's very dangerous.
Dun, dun, dun.
We do not mix tequila with Hennessy. Mm-hmm. Even
if you do,
Gap.
Just do one shot of tequila for fun. Like, I'll do one with y'all. Yeah, one.
She was taking it back, and then she threw it up. And
I felt that one, too.
I felt it.
Because she took that straight. It was warm.
It came
I
back up
all
in the
my
cup.
Chest.
It
like,
made
I
me
knew
hurt.
How that felt.
It came
like,
back up in the cup.
So I think
that was coming back.
Oh, that's so nasty.
I think when she sobers up and then she'll realize what she did or what happened.
She hopefully might apologize.
They'll be able to talk it through.
Yeah. Well, it looks like next week he's going to visit her family to really smooth things over.
Junior, he's adorable.
Yeah, Junior got a little macking with him.
He can do no wrong to me.
Yeah, he got a little cutie pie.
We love you, Junior.
All right, Junior. Junior always got the right line to say. Right. Speaking of overreacting, how did you guys think about Nikki and Four?
Oh, he's going. I'm ready to get to Nikki and Four. Let's handle them real, because I feel like they're real quick. I do feel like Nikki started to overreact, but at the same time,
was it an overreaction?
Like we said the same last week with Kat, it's like, I'm saying this because I'm older and I've kind of been through those things now. But at her age, I would have done the same thing. Like, don't do something for me you just did for the other bitch.
Right.
You know what I mean? I understand where she's coming from.
Right. I do too. But you got, like, men are stupid. No shade to guys. So, like, in his mind, he thought, oh, this would be an amazing idea. Not even thinking about, like, bro, you just sent red roses that I just beat you over the head with. Men don't think that far. Mm-hmm. Men legit don't think. He's like, this would be amazing if I get a roses. And she's so I thought it was pretty romantic.
He got the little picture laminated and everything.
I think she overreacted a little bit, but I understand her frustration.
Yeah, I do.
Like, my brother, you just sent the same roses.
Roses is the reason we're in this situation.
Right.
So I get it. Like, she overreacted a little bit, but I'm happy. What I love that Ford told her was like, yo, I love that he spoke up and he was like, look, we're going to talk about this. We're going to go through this together. Mm-hmm. I love you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm here. I was like, that is the sexiest.
It was cute. But was he finessing just because he didn't get away with the flowers that he sent to Kat?
I feel like it was genuine.
I think he did slip up, though. Mm-hmm. I think he had a stupid moment.
Okay.
I think he still has feelings for Kat, no lie. I think he loves Nikki, but I do think he did a stupid thing and he made a mistake. But I think he genuinely cares for Nikki.
I think he genuinely cares for Nikki, but I think he's genuinely covering his tracks because he got caught finessing. Of course. He got caught finessing. So a lot of that, I think, was like, I know what to say.
You have to do the makeup. But no, yeah. I don't know. I think
I don't think that he's a negative, player from the Himalayas type. No.
I think his whole setup was the finesse. But I feel like his words, eventually, it became genuine for his words. Like I don't want to lose you. Right. Yeah.
I felt like the flowers and everything that he went through, he really was genuine about that. And if he realized she wasn't going for that, he had to go into the finesse. That was just my opinion.
I don't think
he's a bad Four. Why don't you come?
Four, so we can ask you.
Come see us.
Four,
so we can
done,
ask
brother,
you.
Brother, yes. brother. Yes. We'll have you guys come.
Come see us so we can ask you exactly what you meant by sending those flowers to Kat. Yeah. It was very sweet, though.
I guess we falling for the okie doke.
I would have melted. Listen, I would have probably melted when I walked in, like, all day,
like,
for real.
Zaddy. I was like, Zam, you can have it all. Sorry.
Got me. I was like,
he had his little suit on and everything. He just didn't stop.
I like Four so much. Four looks exactly like my ex, so every time I see him, I'm like,
Oh, see, we can't ask you about Four anymore. See, now we know.
He's so fine. He looks just like my ex. So that's probably why I'm so biased when it comes to Four. I'm like, no, he ain't do nothing wrong.
Right, exactly.
It's okay. No,
Don't ask Kiki about Four anymore, y'all. The kid is off limits.
I'm just saying. No, Nikki, I'm not trying to get into it. Nikki.
No, I don't want no Nikki's, flowers bopped over my head, baby.
Nikki's
no, man.
That's
Nikki's
man. That's all her.
Like, Nikki, right. That's all you.
All her. But I think he realized, like, I got a good woman.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's
he knows that.
She's a businesswoman.
She's got a great body.
Nikki is gorgeous.
Yes.
Like, gorgeous. So, and I think he realized it, but I think deep down he still has feelings for Kat. Mm-hmm. And I think he needs to figure that out.
Well, we'll see how deep his feelings run after this tea spills all the way out of the cup, because Charmaine itches to spill the tea. Charmaine tries to get her job back this week. And poor Johnny is,
I love Johnny.
Johnny is like
the most.
Johnny so is extra. The most with a bow on it. Like,
I love him, though. He's like, you're trespassing. What are you doing here? Stop it, Johnny.
Why does
so
he
much.
Play her so bad?
She's like, this isn't over. Like, I'll be back. Oh, you come back, you'll leave in handcuffs. Like,
Johnny.
Right, Johnny,
she's like,
damn.
I bring you a gift. He's like, why? Why are you even here?
Why are you so hard? Johnny, we want to meet you, too. Why are you so hard on Charmaine like that?
It could, you know what, though? I think some people like Charmaine, they need that. Not even like Charmaine, but people kind of need the Johnny to nudge you a little bit. Like,
yeah,
I want
like,
you
I'm not
to be
gonna play
great.
With you, girl.
I'm not going to let you just slide in here, but I also want you to be great.
So y'all get I want you to be great vibes from the way Johnny treats Charmaine?
I say this because I'm older, because I, you know, you go through things and you're like, oh, he's fired me. Sometimes stuff like that happens to you for the best. Okay. You may not realize it, but sometimes when that person, because you can look back 5 years from now, mm-hmm. be like, damn, I remember I had a boss who was always on me, mm-hmm. always wanted me to do the right thing.
Yeah, that's at true. That moment, or that teacher, that one teacher yeah. that was mean, and you thought they were mean, and then yeah. you realize, right. like, damn, that you made true. Me great.
So I get that mm-hmm. right now, only because I've experienced it and I'm a little bit older. Mm-hmm. But at that moment, you're like, what are you
Why
doing?
Why was she tug of war with him?
That right? was my favorite part. She's like,
and then he stood up. I was like, well, Johnny, what you gonna do?
Like, he's like, how did you even get in here? She's like, my key card. He's like, I need that.
He's like, I need that. Run them keys.
Johnny, leave Charmaine alone. She's trying,
Johnny. Give her job back, please.
Give Charmaine her job back.
Charmaine. We team Charmaine.
We are.
She should have known not to get that turn, though.
Larry Socks in the chat said, eating a big ass bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Danielle walked in like, damn, you just gonna have cereal all on you, all your shirt, laying all on your chest, like.
Huge bowl.
And they brought her the little, sorry, you got fire cake. That was so cute. I love that little girl moment. That little girl bonding. Because Cobra was right there.
I was gonna say, I love that Cobra was there.
Loyalty.
But you can't have a girl moment without spilling the tea, and that's what Charmaine tried.
And Charmaine was like, bitch, guess what I saw at the lake house.
But she also noticed how quiet Danielle was.
Danielle was the BFF holding it dead. Danielle was like, don't ask me about that. That was not me. I have nothing to say if you want to know.
That's a good comeback.
If you want to know good the
friend.
T, ask them.
You're adding suspicion, though. You want to be a real good friend, you add enough to like where you don't right. make people, you know.
You're supposed to be like, child, yeah, I don't know what. Nothing. I don't even know,
I like,
child.
I'd be like, what? They
was
I'm
like,
no.
for real? No. You got to ask her because I don't.
Yeah, you got it. I would. She, no.
But like, when she said that, I was like, all right, Danielle, obviously. Right. We know that they've done something.
And again, mm-hmm. shout out to Cobra because she was beat. I wonder what this palette is she
First
uses.
First of all, Cobra is always on point.
Yes.
She is. Her makeup is
Her
awesome.
Makeup, her tattoos. Yes. Like,
I got to give it up to Cobra. Like, every time I see her looking right, I'm going to give it up to Cobra because she's lit.
She had a beautiful dress on, like in her confessional. I'm like, girl.
Yes.
Amazing. The Black Ink Chicago crew is literally, they're the most good looking. They're all good looking.
Are they not the good, the best looking crew on reality TV, huh? Well,
I don't want to say that.
Well,
let me think. I think I can say that.
Yeah, without throwing shade at anybody else.
I'm not going to continue to comment because I'm going to end up saying something very shady. I'm not even going to say
it. The Black Ink Chicago crew, they're very all good looking.
They're
very well put together. Mm-hmm. That's I was like, that's one crew where literally everyone looks good. The women and the men. Mm-hmm. The shop looks amazing. Like, they're just a good looking crew of people.
Yeah.
So Ashley gets a phone call. Bling, bling, bling. Girl, put on your high heels.
Lord.
Beat your face. Tonight's the night. We're going out. Let's have
a
ladies' night.
Girls' night.
It's a girls' night. You know, they want to get the guys back for all the little slick stuff that they
did. Come on.
They pull up. Nikki, not
Nikki.
I can't
even fix my face. Like, I'm trying to.
Like, do it because you want to do it, not because I want to get them back. No, do it because you genuinely want to
have a good time
and see some dicks in your face and see some strippers. Just do that.
Speaking of dicks in the face, when they got in their van, where was the stripper hiding?
He was like ducked below.
How
like,
long
up and
was
how
he
long
down was he there? Right? Was he like, under the seat? Like, how do you get in the?
Was there a girl sitting on his
face?
There
are so many questions that I have to. Was somebody sitting on top of him? Was he like
he
being a
like,
fake stool?
Right.
Oh, I'm here,
man.
And then he was legit naked.
He was legit in a whole Star Spangled Banner outfit, equipped with glitter and sparkly. See, I know it's probably, he probably had to shower 10 times to get all that glitter off him.
Oh
and
my
took that
goodness.
Off.
There's a point where he was like butt naked.
Yeah.
You see like his magical V, like that V that the guys have.
And he had some little and, like towel thingy.
And do y'all like male strippers?
No.
No, thank you.
She said that thing was big and shiny and in her face.
Like, male strippers just don't do it for me.
It is not masculine to me.
It's not even that it's
like
not
you
masculine.
In front of me talking about with a like rainbow sparkly elephant trunk.
It just right, like why do you guys have to be sparkly?
Thing
like, that's
over your over your privates. Like that is nothing's masculine about that.
It doesn't do it for me, male strippers. Female strippers.
I'm gonna say this. It just depends on the stripper and the situation. Like you said, the sparkly stuff, like leave that at home. I don't know if you guys
leave
recently
that whole
saw like
outfit
Tyson
home.
Oh my god, Tyson Beckford at Chippendales,
like with the water.
I'm here for that.
Did I'm here for like I'm here for TMZ? Like the sexy black man Instagram. Like,
can we have a moment of silence for Tyson Beckford being naked at Chippendales and having a towel on his penis?
Can somebody at me in that?
I will at you.
At me in right that, now. Y'all.
Amen. Amen. Yes. That's what I'm here for. But other than like male strippers and their penises in your face, it's kind of like, okay.
Like, I'll take a scroll past a fine dreadlocked yeah, caramel complected cut up man with his shirt off with the dips out on IG. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, okay, baby. Yeah. But the minute like you get to pumping and doing all this shit and like, pumping one leg, story real quick. I just can't.
Like, I was at like a party and it was like, I guess a home bachelorette party. I really don't remember. So there was a stripper there and I wasn't like into it. So I'm on my phone or whatever. And then he's acting like he's pleasuring like himself or whatever. And then all of a sudden, it was silly string, but all of a sudden, something pops out. I feel something. Oh, Jesus. I prayed. I jumped, and it was like, oh, my God. Then I realized it was silly string, but I wanted to.
They got you good.
They lift you up.
Oh, my God. Yes, I have been the victim of the toss her up, pick her up,
I'd rather the toss flip her around.
I've seen a few at home. Seen a few penises from the strippers, but like they're willingly to willingly show it. I'm like, whoa, that's beautiful. Whoa, cover that up.
I mean, when you get caught in the moment unexpectedly, it's fun. It's like, oh my God, this is so / embarrassing / funny / all of that. But like to be like, girl, you got your ones together. You finna go see the strippers tonight and turn up. Yeah. Not really fun for me. So then, so the girls are intentionally snapping this whole fun debauchery that they're having in the van. And the guys at home, jealous face.
It's really just Don. Like, Four, like, didn't even
Four's
care.
Like, okay,
Four's
whatever. Like, okay,
Four was like,
he's like, look at this. And Don's like,
well, you know what? Because he's kind of still in the doghouse. So he can't not say
yeah, he like, man, let it just, like, let them go ahead and have their fun.
They're not having sex with the guy.
So then Don waits for Ashley. Ashley tips and falls in the house. You know, she had a ball. Anytime you fall in the door. She was ready for the D, capital D from Don. And Don is on the couch pouting. Talking about why you with your friends doing all this turning up and fussing, doing the same stuff you fuss at me about, blah, blah, blah. Did Dawn overreact?
I'm like, Dawn, sir, she didn't stick her penis in someone's vagina like you did and made a whole baby.
Sir.
Yeah.
She went, now, yes, I get why you would be mad because she does throw a lot of things in your face and you want her to move on. But I just felt like that moment wasn't the moment to turn up on her. They seen strippers. It's not that serious.
They gave her a bachelorette party.
And I get it. She gets upset at him for a little everything. So I get why he's like, yo, if I can't do it, you can't do it.
Right.
But I just feel like it's like, Dawn, though, like, you've cheated in the past. Yeah. Right. She's seen a stripper.
Yeah.
That's I think totally Ashley different. Is really sweet. I don't want to see her turn into, okay, do you guys watch Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stevie J's baby mama.
Which one?
Jocelyn?
The original.
Or Mimi.
Mimi. Does she always seems upset. Like, she always seems a bit disgruntled. I don't want Ashley to turn into the disgruntled one all the time. Like, I would have liked to see, and I'm not mad at her for turning up on him, but I noticed that there are no levels.
Right.
Which she's either like at 10 or like at you, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your wife.
I'm gonna be like Ashley when I grow up. I'm not gonna have a name anymore. I was just gonna be like husband. I'm his wife and husband.
Hi, I'm wife.
I'm wife, your husband.
Like, so I wanted to see her, like, as far as her development, just be like, babe, I had a bachelorette party. Like, it's not that serious. Mm-hmm. Meet me in the bedroom.
Have a good night. You're gonna give me this DNA. Right.
Meet me in the bedroom. I need to take a shower. Be naked when I get out.
That's what I wanted her to say. Like, I wanted her to be calm and be like, look, Dawn, I went out, my girls threw me a bachelorette party, you have your fun, my bad, we are going to move forward, I will no longer scream at you for having a good time, meet me in that bedroom and give me that D and shut up.
You need to show Dawn, like, you are unbothered.
You was jealous, bear.
You was jealous.
You was jealous. It's a jealous boy in a town. Ooh, baby. You can't be dishing it if you can't take it, Dawn. Okay. And maybe it's because he's working on himself. Like, man, I went to church. I gave my life to Christ. And she out here with his strippers.
She just had a good time. Like, she's allowed to have a good time. She's been holding him down. Back, she accepted another baby into the fold. Let her have a good time. But I get where he's coming from, though, because she does throw everything in his face.
Mm-hmm.
But, like he said, let's move forward. Like, let her have her fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stripper. It's okay. She's not making out with somebody.
Right. Yeah.
Or in a hot tub, having people twerk on her.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Don't okay. We love you. We
okay.
Love you.
Okay. What do we have to talk about? What's next?
Lily throwing. We did talk about Lily throwing up a little bit, but turning up at the end and the predictions. Y'all have any predictions?
Yeah.
Actually, I do want to give us a shout out.
Yeah.
So last week we did the amazing interview with Kat.
Yes, those who've seen it.
And shout out to VH1.
Yes.
They gave us a promo.
Thank
they gave
you.
Us a shout out. They put us on their website. They put the link for the interview. They had our picture up.
Yes.
And they showed us major love.
Yes.
So I wanted to say, like, thank you to everybody who watched. Thank you to Kat.
Thanks to Kat for giving us that exclusive.
Yeah.
Just to have her in the studio fresh. Mm-hmm. You know, the issues are fresh off the press.
Right.
Right. Yes. We have her sitting right here with us. Thanks, Kat, for making it.
So if you guys
want to
peep that, go on VH1.com, go under Black Ink Chicago, and then you'll scroll down a little bit, and then you'll see Kat on AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
And you can check out the interview.
Yes. It was great. I watched it. I thought I was watching like a fan. Like, this is funny. I was cracking up.
It was hilarious. And Kat was so open and loving.
Yes.
And you know what? Like, we've interviewed Charmaine, Van, and Kat so far, and they've all been great. Mm-hmm. The cast is great. Like, we do our thing. We give our opinions. That's just what we do. But right. We're family.
There's such great sports. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. There's such great sports. You know who I got a chance to meet off camera, and I hope she gets to come back? Jen, Van's girlfriend.
Oh, Jen's really sweet.
Jen is super cute, super fun. Like, shout out to Jen. I really like her. She's like a diva. Like, when I saw her in the Red Kitchen scene, I was like, oh, she's... I thought she was like a lot more, like, wholesome.
Right.
Bible study-ish. But she's like a glamour girl.
She's pretty beautiful. But you see in the scenes next
Bible
week.
Yeah. But, so, yeah. I mean, not Bible study, but like wholesome. Like, she gave me like 9 to 5.
Right.
You know, like when I met her in person, she was just very alive. You know what I mean? Like, very, not that she was whack on screen, but she just, she's got that it thing with it. Like, I can't wait to see more of her. And I heard that she's, you know, going to show her face a couple of more times.
Yeah, we're actually going to see a little bit more of her next week.
Ooh. Yeah, because she
looks juicy.
She lets Van know that she wants something real. It looks like she's like, Van, I want to be like together. I want to, she is so good for him though, y'all.
She really is. She really is.
Oh my gosh. She's like, okay, whenever LA, like, okay, baby, we going to this party, we going to that party, don't trip. I called management. Management said it's cool. PR is on point. Every, like, she is the type of woman that will hold a man down. So I can see why Van loves her as much as he does. I really can.
But he going to get in trouble next
week.
But
he gets in trouble next week. Well, somebody's getting in trouble because she's like, it appears as if she's letting him know, like, I want to take this a step further. And he's like, I don't know, I'm comfortable.
And she's like, that's fine. Like, okay, meet my homeboy.
Right, yeah.
Don't play with
like
me.
Like you said, she's a woman about
She's
like, oh, this is my homeboy.
Van mowed that dude over like it was like he was cutting the grass on a Saturday morning.
And they all get into the fight. So I'm excited to see next week.
It looks like it's going down. Yeah, they were all involved in that fight.
And it looks like
back though.
It looks like Danielle's ready to spill a little bit more tea.
Oh, yes, about Kat and Ryan.
Like, child, that's not new.
Right.
And let me tell you, for those who didn't see the interview when we did interview Kat, Kat opened up a little bit about Ryan, but she said we do need to watch. And Danielle looks like she's going to spill it to Charmaine and Cole.
Right.
And it looked juicy.
Now I wonder if she's going to go into, like, if they're going to go into detail about it. Because, like, you did ask her, and she did say there is a past with her and Ryan. Yep. So she said she couldn't talk about it, like, go into it too much. So I'm hoping
And she
maybe
didn't really go into that best friend thing either, because Four and Ryan are best friends.
Yeah. Because you did ask her about that.
I need her to come back, because it was obvious that she couldn't say too much.
Right.
But once the tea is out of the cup, honey.
At the end, we need to have her for like the season finale.
We need you back, girl. What is
not
going?
Not to start no stuff with Nikki, but we need Kat and Ford.
Yes.
Because Ryan was at the party telling Junior, like, Junior, you can't be smashing the girls that we work with, blah, blah, blah. But.
Because he's probably learned from a past experience.
Yeah.
Danielle, okay.
But see, if they had something going on, we didn't know. The only reason why we know is because production was on their job. Because they obviously.
It could have been before the show started.
It could have.
Because they've known each other for a long time.
I've heard a few things before.
I've heard. Sip that tea. All right.
Okay. Well.
excited for next week.
Excited to see what type of tea spills out of the pot. Mm-hmm. You know, but until then, you can find me on Instagram at Carmen Cameron.
You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at LMarieTV.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Thank you guys for kicking it with us, for watching. We have some people live watching us. And let us know if you watch this. Give us your feedback. Give us a comment. And let us know what your predictions are for next week.
Yes. And join us in the chat room next week. We're here every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Pacific time.
Yep.
Yes.
Pacific time. So come in the chat room, join in the conversation with us. We love to hear what you're thinking as you watch the show as well. Mm-hmm. And let's find out what's really going on between Ryan and Kat. Mm-hmm. Let's find out if Van is ready for serious monogamy and if Dawn can get over his feelings with Ashley getting her life and finally having a good time.
Yes.
You know, and if where Nikki and Ford end up.
Yeah. Ooh,
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Let's see where Lily
and Junior
is going to bring herself back from the pits of
drunkenness.
All right, y'all, we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.